Welcome to 12 Sided Stories Halloween Special, Ashwood. This tale of horror uses the gumshoe system's fear itself, and as always, is story heavy and rules light. Now, your ghoul master, Wes Otis.
Hey everybody, welcome to the second part of our Halloween special. Let's start by introducing our players. We'll start with Michelle.
Hello, my name is Michelle Otis, and I play Susie Springer, owner of a muffin shop. And, you know, she's a little freaked out right now.
Hi, I'm Pooja Sharma, and I am playing Raina Martine, who used to run EcoFront prior to, you know, shooting her husband. And now is haunted by his ghost, she assumes.
Whoopsie.
Hi, I'm Abria Iyengar, and I am playing Ellie Coleman, a young adult fantasy writer haunted by the death of her brother that she may have been a little responsible for. Also, Wes, don't kill my character.
Just a scotch.
Don't do it. Don't you do it.
Hello, I'm Nick Levy, and I'm playing William Ulburn IV, a world-famous actor, a little bit down on his luck, who has checked himself into this hospital, wracked with guilt for accidentally shooting a coworker during Godfather the Musical.
Leave the gun, take the cannoli.
Don't look anyone in the face.
I think this needs to be written now.
I'm sure it already has.
Yeah, it exists somewhere. The last time that we were here, you guys had the unfortunate situation of being locked in your rooms. Susie and Ellie was able to escape by kicking down the door, did quite well there. And you went to check on some screaming that was going on. And when you got there, you just found a room covered in blood with sheets and a really gross looking table, like something horrible had happened in here. And you went and you got the security guard. And then when they went back to look with you, the room was completely clean, as if no one had ever been there. Meanwhile, William, you woke up to find a gun at the end of your bed with a bullet, and you threw it out your window because of you were afraid that maybe someone was trying to frame you for the death that happened during your musical number. So you threw the bullet one way and you threw the gun the other way. Raina, you had this figure following you around. It never got too close, but there was a black silhouette that was standing in the corner of your room. And then when you got up and you went to the door and found that it was locked, you turned around and the something was in the bed underneath the sheets lying there. So you left the room quickly through the window, made your way over to the janitor's basically apartment above the garden building, and Tom, and he let you in, and then you guys all met back up at the building. And the staff doesn't really have much to go on. No, one big thing is that Jake was the Tina's brother, who you saw both of them together at
Who's Tina? Yeah.
Who's Tina?
That's nothing. What? It was only ever Jake.
Jake's leg is missing, and it looks fresh, like it has just happened, but he claims that it has been missing since the accident with his parents. But you are 100% sure that, number one, he had a twin sister, and number two, he had two legs.
And also, none of the staff seems concerned that he has, like, a super fresh, giant wound.
Yeah, they say they can't explain that, but they seem to be hand-waving it away. Also, the security guard, Anna, did call the police to have them come out and check things out. And Dr. Shepard, the, as Abria would like me to state, super hot
That is so doctor. Important. And I'm honestly a little offended that you didn't tell me before, because yes, that changes the trajectory of this game.
It does.
Isn't it just assumed, because it's in the rules that any Dr. Shepard has to be hot.
Yeah. You know what? That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
That's fair. That's true. You know,
but is my, the chiseled jaw and the black curly hair. Oh. I totally missed it, and I'm very sorry. So you guys are now in the lounge, because they just basically said, look, we'll deal with this in the morning. Obviously, you guys, there's some problem with your medication and we'll figure it out. They basically are saying that you're either not taking your medication or, which some of you aren't, or you are jacked up on the wrong medication and you need a little change to be able to smooth out. You're dealing with a lot of guilt and a lot of, you know, big emotion. So it's about 2:30 in the morning and you guys are in the lounge. There's the lights are all low. Reyna, you looked out at the end of our last game and you saw that form there yet again, just the form standing there staring into the window. It's about they're about 50 yards out. As you're standing there, you hear Anna walk away from the front desk. You don't see where she goes because the lounge is off the front desk, but you hear her walk away. Reyna, do you continue just to stare at this figure or do you look away at all?
No, I'm going to keep it in my sights.
Okay.
This time.
What's your reaction? Do you tell anybody about this? Oh, and can you give me a stability roll?
Oh, and
first
and
roll.
By the way. I am going to put 1 point towards this roll.
New show. New curse.
Go.
And that gives me a 6.
There we go.
Okay. Now that you're awake and you got the blood pumping and you're feeling more confident.
Caden, you're going to have to do better than this if you want to come after me.
Do you say that out loud?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what? Who?
It's not important for you. And I'm just not taking my eyes off.
Do we notice where she's staring
at? Yeah, you do.
Do we see anything in that direction?
There is a dark silhouette of a 6-foot person out there at the edge of the woods.
What?
Just standing there.
Reyna, you're staring at that silhouette, aren't you?
Well, when you wake up and something is in your room.
Oh, that's what was in your room?
Yes. And I think it might be my dead husband.
But why would we see it?
It disappears.
Oh, God.
Oh,
William, did you catch that, buddy?
No.
I find your succinctness and honesty, honestly, quite refreshing, as I remember my accent.
Listen, there's clearly something going on here, and I don't know if they're all trying to drive us crazy, but I was in this production of Kafka Over Coffee, and it was something like this. We can't let them get to us. We have to just play along. There was never a Tina. That Jake's leg is perfectly natural. There must be some sort of explanation. And tomorrow, we need to check out. We need to get out of this place. Because this clearly isn't any good for my stability. I can't imagine it's helping anyone. You're seeing your husband.
Apparently not just me.
Nothing has...
Thank you.
Nothing has... else has...
You suddenly hear a scream.
Happened, but...
Another scream from down the hallway.
Well, last time I thought it was Tina, so... Who else wants to go?
I think we should stay together.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's follow the scream.
Or we could not. Just follow me on this. What if we just stay in here and don't go down the hallway and don't see dead husbands and so much blood and people that don't exist anymore that we couldn't ever save in the first place? We just stay here and wait until the sun comes up and leave.
That assumes that whatever's coming for whoever is screaming is not going to come for us. And since Shadow possible dead husband has already come for me...
Has he, though? Are you just... If they're trying
okay,
to drive us crazy...
Okay, he was in my room, and then in my bed.
But if they're trying to mess with our minds, did you really see that? Or was it just a figment? A figment that was... On your bed, and that you got
not
rid of
not on my bed, in my bed.
And so, I'm sorry,
we
in
just
your bed.
All saw it. All
as,
of us just
as
saw
as
it.
As you're talking to him about this, over your shoulder, about 5 feet away from you, is the black silhouette again.
And do we see it?
You guys see it. He's facing away from it.
Oh, so it's over his shoulder.
It's over William's shoulder. William's shoulders.
Okay.
And Raina is seeing this figure just appear again. And it's super close this time. Let's do a stability check first.
Okay.
For you three. Because he doesn't, William doesn't see it. So.
Oh my gosh. This will be fun.
Score one for William.
Now, are you guys spending any points?
I did not spend any points, but I did roll a 5.
Okay.
I will spend 1 point.
I'm going to spend 2.
All right.
My 1 point does nothing.
That wasn't the roll. I dropped
okay,
it.
Okay, okay. It's okay.
I flung it.
That's better.
All right. So are you going to panic, or how many points down did you go?
That made me go down... 3.
So what are you at right now?
So that'll put me at a 6.
Okay. Negative is when it starts going bad. But you're still, you're uneasy. It starts to walk towards William's back.
Can I use my panic and just yell run to William?
Yeah.
Okay. And then run?
You run? Okay, so you're going to get a point back if you panic, but you just flee.
I don't say run?
You can say run.
Okay. Yeah. I look at Will and I go, run, and I run down the hall.
So she freaks out, says, run.
Caden, I'm not going with you. And I push William and I...
You push William into him?
Oh, damn.
Nice.
All right.
What are you...
Yes, I have 4 in
school. Okay, so that's what we want to use. So how many points do you want to use?
It is more of a self-preservation situation.
No, I totally
than
get
a,
it.
I want to hurt him situation.
Totally
so this
get
is
it.
Like, so long as he's between us.
Nothing personal.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
no, I get
really.
It.
Like,
okay.
I think that if she's coming in to like shove me, William's response is going to be to try and grab her hands and calm her down.
Okay, that'll go well. Give me a roll for your scuffling.
So
and
I
then
am,
you roll
so,
as well.
Yeah, I'm going to spend a point here.
Ooh,
total of a 6.
And that's to my 4.
You try to push him and he grabs your hand. And what do you say?
Get a hold of yourself. This is just all part of their plan.
And at that moment, you feel a cold steel pushed into your lower back right by one of your kidneys.
Well, I scream.
Can I
oh my god,
stability?
Same.
Sure.
Give me a stability.
As someone who has had kidney stones, I know how painful this is.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Stability. You know, I'm not spending any points.
You just like throw dice around.
Because this is unexpected, and,
yeah.
You know, I should be freaking out about this. 5.
There you go.
5, okay.
If I feel something like that, I'm, of course, looking behind me the way anyone would. Like,
once this all happens, and this thing makes contact with this knife, it becomes solid. And it's this guy who he looks like a doctor's in, like, from what you can tell, a 1950s outfit, like a 1950s doctor's. He's got a tie and a vest, and then a little overcoat thing.
Were they past the cool reflector?
No, they weren't. But he doesn't have one on.
Aw, dang.
But he's holding a knife. And then...
Stethoscope draped around his shoulders?
Yeah, that kind of thing. He stabs, and you turn around and you see him, and he grins at you, and you notice that his teeth are all jagged and sharp, and they fit together kind of perfectly, like they were filed down into almost like a shark teeth.
Yeah.
And it opens its mouth, and at first it looked like a normal person, but then its skin gets really pale, and it goes... And it takes up this knife, and you realize the knife is this really long scalpel, and he swings it at you again. I need stability checks from everybody one more time.
Yeah.
I was running down
You're
the hall.
You're running down the hall. We'll get to you.
Gonna spend a point on this one.
Okay.
I'm not. I should have.
My point did nothing.
Okay.
I'm not going to spend a point.
All right.
That's
okay.
A 6.
Okay.
Nice.
So you hold on to your presence of mind. You take 2 points plus the... Did you spend anything?
Nope.
So you only take 2 points and you take 3, okay? Ellie, what's your response, the two that you...
Fight!
Okay, so you want to fight. What do you want to do, Raina?
I am going to panic because that's not my husband.
Okay.
You know what? That's not my husband. That's not my husband. That is not my husband.
So you take your point back... So, Ellie, you've decided to fight. What do you do?
Is there any, like, I don't know, are there little, like, stupid art objects on, like, the coffee table?
Yes.
Where we were sitting? I want to get, like a cement circle. It's just a stupid, tiny, stupid circle.
Oh, like it has a basket full of those, like,
yeah, just balls. One of those little goobs. And I'm going to grab a goober, and I'm just going to chuck the goober at him, like, no!
Ellie, you don't have any combat skills, so you're just going to have to make a straight-up roll.
I got a two! That was the difficulty, yeah?
So you throw, and it misses him.
Ow!
And William, he's about to try to slash you again. What do you want to do?
I have a quick question. Do I still have pain in my kidney, or was that like a... like? Was it like a psychic thing, or was it like, I feel like I have actually been stabbed?
You feel blood trickling down your back, down your leg. He stabbed you.
Okay.
He looks very hungry.
Oh, good. Oh, wonderful. What are you doing? And I just like,
give me a scuffle roll.
It's a five.
So yeah, you hit him. He pushes back a little bit and swings kind of wildly at you.
Okay, I was wrong. We have to get out of here.
No shit.
The dust of the GT running off.
All right, so we'll get back to the three of you. Susie, you run down the hallway and you get to the end, and there is a radio on the ground and a security jacket slicked with blood.
Anna.
There is a trail of blood from the coat that goes down the hallway and into a room.
I mean, she was incompetent, but geez. I grab the radio and I'm like, is there anyone out there? Is there anyone on the radio?
And it clicks on.
Yes, who is this? Can I help you?
This is Susie. There's something going on. There's a trail of blood. Anna's missing. And there was a shadow thing. We need help.
Don't worry, Anna's right here with me. Everything is fine. Just stay where you are. We'll be there in a moment to help you out.
I run.
Okay.
I'm looking around this studio for somebody who's backstabbing.
Can you give me a stability roll, please? Did you spend any points?
It wouldn't have helped anyway.
All right. So you take 2 points.
I am doing a Muppet run down the hall.
So let's get back to the other people who are running away.
I'm not running. You can't see me. I hid.
We'll start with you, Raina, and see what each person wants to do. What would you like to do?
So after the revelation that the shadow following me around was not the ghost of my dead husband, right, I panicked and ran away.
Okay. You run in a completely different way, because in horror games, it's great to separate everybody.
Yeah, this is fine. Yep.
And you find yourself in a dark hallway with a flickering light, and you're like, come on, this can't really be the aesthetic we're going for, right? As you finally calm down a little bit, and you hear this sound of a trap door almost from a room just down the hall. And then the door opens and another one of these silhouettes walks out, and it stands there for a second, and you've stopped in the middle of the hall. Do you want to try to hide in one of the side rooms?
Yes, I want to hide.
Okay,
wanna hide.
So let's do a hide roll.
Great, I'm going to spend 2. That's a 6.
Nice.
6.
Awesome. You slip into a room, you shut the door, you see this figure go by the window. There's the little square, and the very little light is coming through as it's flickering. Once the shadow leaves, the light goes on, like normal. The only thing you can figure is there must be some interference from whatever these things are. You smell the distinct odor of rotting meat behind you.
Oh, God. Do I want to know?
No.
Probably not, but not knowing is worse.
If you don't look, everything's fine.
That's totally how it is.
Tell that to William's right kidney.
And
you didn't need this anymore.
Speaking of which, did I take health damage?
Yes, you did. You take 5.
Holy mackerel.
You're really hurting.
That's legit.
Yeah, but you're really hurting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to cover my mouth, like a nose with my hand,
right,
kind of to try to stifle the smell. And I'm going to turn around and see what horrific, awful thing is behind me.
Can you help me, please? I need your help. I don't know what happened. I woke up and my leg was gone, and I don't know what to do. And you look over, and on the floor in this empty room is Tina with a missing leg, the same leg that Jake is missing. As she's breathing heavily, suddenly you notice that there seems to be a second cut happening on her right arm, even though no one's there. And she starts just screaming as blood just like burst out from her arm as they cut through the second artery. And she's just losing it. Stability check for me.
I knew this was a mistake. I am going to spend a point.
Okay.
And that brings me up to a 6.
Help me, come on. Come on, help me, please. I'm going to die.
I'm going to try to stop the bleeding.
Okay. What are you going to use?
So I'm in a room. Are there any sheets? Are there any, like, what kind of room is it?
It's just an empty room that they've dumped her in. And the only thing you really have is the blanket that Tom gave you when you came over from the gardening
cool.
place.
Cool. Well, going to use Tom's blanket. Sorry, Tom. I'm sure dry cleaners can get this out.
Okay. So do you have medic?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I have 7. I'm going to use 2.
Okay. So give me a roll.
That's a 5.
All right. So you stop the bleeding, but the arm detaches itself. You wrap it up and it just goes as it falls off. And yeah. You're holding it. And she's like, why is this happening to me? I don't know what's going on. I just don't know. I can't. And she passes out.
Oh, thank God. I'm going to try to get her. Away, like, out of the room.
We'll be right back to you in a second. We're going to start with William and work our way around. You did not miss your stability roll, but you're running. You're fleeing.
Yes.
So let's make a fleeing roll first.
Okay.
To see if you think about where you're fleeing or if you just kind of go batshit and go.
Okay. I'm going to spend 3 points on fleeing.
All right. Good.
A big spin. A big spin. Seems like this is kind of important.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
So a total of an 8.
All right, cool. So you are able to see everything that's going on without panicking and freaking out. You see Ellie duck behind a desk to hide. Ellie, give me a hiding roll and let me know.
I'm going to spend 3. Oh. Thank God I spent 3. Is 4 enough to hide?
You don't know yet.
Oh, cool. Tight.
Fantastic.
Perfect. So, my goal would have been to hide behind, like, Anna's desk.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
The computer. Sweet. I figured that's where you would go. Okay, William, you can go the way that Susie went. You could go the way that Raina went. Or you can go your own way.
I can go my own way.
That's all we can afford.
Yeah. All right. No. That was so bad. I think it counts as a transformative word. Yeah. So we're fine. I don't want to split all of the party, but I also feel that, like...
Do what you think William would do.
I think William wants to run to his room and out the window, and he's looking for the gun.
You're going that way. Okay. Right. Hey, Ellie.
I did a very good job.
How are you doing?
Her goal would have been to, like, hide behind the desk and then, like, reach up and over and do the, like, slap, slap, slap.
And you find
grab
the keyboard.
Slap, slap, slap. Pull the monitor just a little closer, and she's going to sit on the ground and, like, Google where she is.
Okay.
And why is this place haunted?
You start using it, and Google Maps comes out. The satellite vision, so you can see what's actually around you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see that.
It's just solid green for about 30 miles all around you.
I hate this stupid place.
And there's one road that goes out to the town, but it's a 30-mile hike to get there.
It's too far to go.
And right then, the figure comes around
the side.
Hold on.
Before you say whatever you need to say, quick question. Is this a Bluetooth keyboard?
Yes.
Cool. Continue.
Okay.
I just want to interject for a second that I really expected after you looked at the satellite view for the paths through the forest to be a pentagram.
Right? I was like, give me something. Oh, nope. It's just desolate.
So coming around the corner is the crazy doctor guy with the filed down teeth.
Yep.
He's starting to come for you.
Yeet with the keyboard. So and I'm just going to slap him.
Okay, so just give me a straight up roll then.
One is good, right?
Number one, best.
Exactly. So you try to swing, and he swings, and he catches part of your neck.
Yeah, right? Good. There's nothing important there. We're fine.
And you feel this blood start to come out. You take 3 points. You're bleeding now. Make a stability check for me.
There we go. It's 8.
So you're fine.
Yeah.
You have presence of mind. Do you want to flee or do you want to try to hit him again? What do you want to do?
I want to, can I kick the chair toward him and then go like ass over tea kettle, like backflip, like not backflip, but just get out of the desk area and then run.
Anything with ass over tea kettle is awesome. Yeah. But let's just say that's one big fleeing moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead and spend the points that you will do to get said ass over
said tea kettle. I'm gonna spend like, I don't know, 4 points.
All right.
There you go. Ah, yes. I'm out of dice now. I rolled a 1. Spent 4 points. I'm out of 5. No. I have more. Hold on.
Okay, so you spent 5. And sure enough, you're able to get away from him. He swings at you. You push the chair at him. He kind of gets caught up a little bit. And you book it down the hallway.
Is this the original one that stabbed me?
Yeah, it's the same guy, yeah. Susie.
Yes.
You had somebody on the thing saying they're coming for you, and you said you were going to...
I was just running blindly.
You're running blindly?
So, I think I would probably... I know the desk area isn't safe, and I know, like, the lounge. I know... I could easily get locked into my room. The kitchen has knives, so I'm going to run to the kitchen.
Okay, cool. You make it over to the kitchen, and sure enough, there's knives. You're able to turn on the big, bright, fluorescent lights, and everything is very well lit, and you grab a knife, and you think that you hear, like, really loud screaming, and then suddenly silence from down the hall. Meanwhile, Raina, the figure has left. The light is on. And she
has passed out.
Tina's
holding her arm.
Passed out, and you're holding her arm that is completely detached. Do you lift to kind of look?
Oh, yeah.
Well, when you look at her arm to see, like, a wound like that's just going to keep bleeding, what you see is it's slowly starting to get stitched up without anybody there. And it stitches all the way up, and basically, at the very end, you smell what smells like burning flesh as some kind of iron is pushed against.
Cauterizing it.
Yeah.
How considerate.
Yeah, well, at least there's that. At least there's... Oh, God. Not going to vomit.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I don't eat very much.
Yeah.
Tina's
out. She's not responding at all.
Tina, get...
Do you want to wake her up?
No, I'm trying to, like, drag her to the door.
Okay, well, you are Miss Fitness, so you have no trouble at all pulling her towards the door, and you're jacked up on tons of adrenaline right now.
I'm going to check the hall first. Lights are all still okay.
The light's on, and you notice that there's a kitchen door all the way at the end, and all the lights are on in the kitchen. They weren't on before. And you see somebody moving around in there, but it's too far for you to make out who it is.
Well, at least the kitchen would have, like, and if there's movement, but the lights are on, I'm going to intuit that it is not one of the shark men.
Okay.
Okay, Tina, we can do this. We can make it. We can make it, Tina. We can make it. And at least then we'll have some weapons. Oh, God. I kind of wish it had been Caden. useless ass that he was. Just dragging and dragging. And it's like pep talking and dragging. And it's not like I thought, I mean, it's not like there was any time to react once I realized that it was him. I mean, I completely understand why he might have been haunting me.
The light starts to flicker again.
Oh, shh.
You're not far from the kitchen door, and the lights start to flicker.
Okay, so I'm going to make heroic effort here.
Okay, so give me an athletics roll.
Okay.
A dark figure comes around the corner.
I'm going to spend 2 points of my athletics. And that's going to give me a 4.
Okay, so you hoist her up on your shoulder, and you book it. And right as you go through the door, you see this dark figure come around the corner again, just walking down the hallway, but you think you were fast enough that they didn't notice you. Susie, you see Raina come through the door with Tina on her back, and Tina's missing a limb, missing two limbs, a leg and her arm.
Raina, you found Tina. Shh, shh, shh. Quiet.
Suddenly the lights in the kitchen start to flicker. Do you guys want to hide?
Yes.
So you guys quickly hide in two different spots. The door opens and this thing walks in and the lights are flickering. And every time the light hits it, you see that it is a woman in these very dated clothes, this nurse outfit with these white shoes on with perfect hair, the whole nine yards. And she walks in. And she looks around and she notices there's a door kind of askew. She's like just a few feet away. And she pulls out of her pocket one of those old style syringes, the big metal ones.
Yeah,
with the big long.
The two
thing.
Plungers.
Yeah, the two plunger thing. And she opens the door and you're down below her, Susie. She lunges towards you. And we'll be right back to you. Okay, so William, you run back to your room and you see the gun is on your bed and the bullet is there.
Sorry, that just for a moment. I have to process that for a second. Fine, excellent. What? I can't hear. William, you can't stop to puzzle through this right now. Just grab the gun and load the bullet in. You know what to do. You've done it before.
All you have to do is shoot yourself.
Who says that? Or how do I hear
that? A voice from the corner.
Who is it? And I spin to the corner. And I've
standing
got the gun
there
in a sort of a shaky grip.
It's Jeremy, and half his head is blown off. And you see, like, through to the other wall. And he goes, you did this to me. You know that, right? That gun's for you. The bullet is for you.
It was an accident. I didn't mean to shoot you.
You know it wasn't an accident. You loaded the gun.
I did not load the gun. It was somebody made a mistake at the prop table. It's irresponsible. It's unconscionable.
He disappears as you're yelling.
I'm glad you're dead. I'm guilty that I don't feel bad that you're dead. But I didn't kill you. I didn't kill you. I didn't kill you.
Do a stability check for me?
You bet. No points.
Oh!
That's a 6.
Nice.
Nat, get a hold of yourself, William. You can do this. You're better than this. This isn't going to stop you. This isn't going to kill you. You're going to get back. You're going to be big again. This is just... Use this energy. Use it. And turn it on.
So what do you want to do?
I am going to... The gun is still in my hand, right?
Yeah,
still loaded and still in my hand? Okay. All right. I'm gonna take one of these bastards down. And I open the door back out to the hallway.
Okay.
Are there flickering lights either way?
No.
I don't know that I've noticed that yet.
You haven't noticed that yet.
Okay.
But the lights are fine.
Okay. I turn back towards the lobby, the way that I ran from.
Right.
I head up the hallway.
Okay.
I check each doorway. I check each cross passage. And I try and find myself. Like, I suppose I'm getting closer to the lobby,
right,
and to the guard station.
Okay, so you go back basically the way you came.
Right.
All
right.
So you're checking each spot, and like every once in a while you look in a window or whatever, and there's like patients just sleeping, no problem, not part of any of the craziness that you've been seeing.
Blessed fools, sleep while you can.
So, Ellie, you fled.
Yeah.
So you're no longer there at the guard station. And William, neither is this guy that attacked you and stabbed you. And you realize you've been losing blood this entire time. And you see up on the screen a satellite shot of this immense forest with all of these different paths. And on the satellite shot, because you have more time to look at it, you notice that there is one area not far from the hospital that is barren. It's this little square, and when you go down to it, it looks like it's maybe like 100 feet by 100 feet, you know? Decent little area, but you just notice it. It has no trees on it, and that's why it sticks out, is because everything else is pine trees, but that one square.
How far is it from the hospital?
It's probably 50 yards. So it's right past where the line of trees are. You go a little bit further, and then it goes line of trees, and then huge square that's empty.
By the guard station, there has to be a first aid.
Like yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm going to grab like a gauze pad and some tape and just try and... Okay.
Do you have medic around at all?
No.
Okay, but give me a roll anyway, just so we can
but
see.
But I did star in Quincy Down Under, which was a musical version of Quincy MD.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that those skills transfer over.
You were also an extra on the original. That's why you got the part. Okay, go for it.
Hey, that's another 6.
Oh, nice. So you're doing really well. You're able to stop, to get the bleeding, like, under control.
Yeah, there was a whole song, so yeah. I remembered the song.
Yeah. Suture first. You, like, get yourself patched up, and where do you want to go from here?
I can see that the lobby is empty, so I'm going to continue up looking for any of the other people
okay.
who I was with.
All right.
And moving towards the entrance, or rather, exit.
Well, you're not very far because the security guard is the front lobby.
Oh, right.
So you're
lobby.
Right
okay.
there already.
Okay.
I mean, if you wanted to leave, you could, but you have people that are around that probably
yeah.
need your help.
No, I'm going to start looking for everyone else. What would I think that people would have done based on how I observe them? I have notice... Unfortunately,
oh, okay.
I don't have the...
So we can use notice as a clue. We
okay.
can give you a secondary free clue for that. So you definitely notice that you feel like Raina is super competent, and she would probably try to get some kind of weapon at some point to be able to defend herself. Susie kind of seemed all over the place. She literally could be anywhere at this point. Ellie is a writer and very much into research. There's a large possibility that she might have tried to hoof it to the library. So those are the three things that you know from your notice.
As much as I think he has had disagreements with Ellie, he's going to try and head towards the library, thinking that you might have taken refuge there.
Okay. Ellie.
Yeah.
You hoofed it.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
To my fucking room.
Okay. So you head back to your room.
Yeah. She's like checking her neck and bleeding out. And
yeah.
she's like in that weird, like she's like holding her neck because she's terrified that like her carotid was nicked.
Right.
So she's like holding it and like staggering back to the room.
Right.
And... apparently, by the time she got there, felt very fatalistic about the whole thing and is going to grab the alcohol, the cigarettes that no one lets her smoke.
Well, wait one second,
oh,
my friend.
Dang it.
When you enter your room, it's completely clean, as if no one lived there or was being there.
Stupid bullshit. Ugh. And, like, you can, like, hear, like, the gurgle. This is... I hate this place, and I'm not going to die here. and she's going to walk through anyway and like move her hand and like leave a handprint of blood across like the clean sheets as a little F you to whoever comes next.
Okay.
And then try to break the glass.
Okay, so you break the glass and you get a weapon and you notice that there are clean towels inside of the bathroom.
Yeah.
If you'd like to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Let's do that.
Okay. You know now at this point that you did not nick your artery. You just nicked your neck, but not the artery. So you're not gushing blood at this point.
Okay.
And you break the window and take a sliver.
Big old, shard.
And you wrap maybe a towel around it so that you have a good shiv. What do you want to do now?
I think she's going to try to post up in the bathroom and clean up her neck.
Okay, cool. So we'll come back to you. All right. Reyna, you are in a safe place. You are completely hidden, and this thing doesn't know you're there. The nurse is over Susie and has the needle out. Now, it is up to you if you want to try to help her or if you want to stay in your hidden place.
I am going to try to help her. I am going to throw whatever is handy. There, like a tray. Is there a tray?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to throw a tray at the nurse.
Okay, great. You can use athletics for this. Do you want to spend any points?
I'm going to spend a point.
Okay.
And have it not do anything.
Well, you did do something because you drew her attention briefly away from Susie. Susie, what do you want to do in that moment?
I want to rush her with a knife.
So just give me a scuffle. If you don't have any points, you just have to roll without any points.
And I lose my scuffle.
Okay. So you swing at this thing. You miss the nurse. The nurse turns back to you and hits you in the shoulder and pushes down. You feel the room start to spin, and then you pass out. You see this, Reyna, as she convulses for a moment, and then she falls back. Reyna, can you give me a stability check, please?
Let's see how well this is going to go.
Do you want to spend any points?
I'm going to spend a point.
All right.
I should have spent two, I guess, because now I'm going to lose three.
What exactly do you want to do?
I'm going to go with the... So if the chances are fight, flight, or panic, I'm going to go with fight.
Okay. So you're going to run at her and hit her with one of these trays full on?
Yeah, I got baking sheets for days.
Okay, so that gives you a point back of your stability. Go ahead and give me a roll.
And that gives me a six.
Awesome.
Nice.
You hit her hard and she turns around. She's let go of the syringe. She looks at you and she runs the opposite way out the other side of the kitchen because there's two entrances. What do you want to do? Do you want to let her go or do you follow?
I am going to let her go because I got Tina and I got Susie and they're unconscious. Both of them, one of them only has two limbs now. And honestly, I don't want to know where she's going.
Okay.
I want to be not where she is.
So she disappears out the door. Susie's lying there. You do have medicine.
I do have.
Okay.
I have medic.
When you look at this syringe, it's full of succinylcholine. It's a anesthesia that they started to use on humans in 1951. And from her dress, that the last time this syringe was used was maybe in the early 50s. You also know that Susie will wake up, wait a little bit, at least a couple of hours somewhere, or you can give her a shot of something else that's a stimulant to get her out quicker.
Okay. Is there a medic... Like, is there a first aid kit in the kitchen?
Absolutely, yeah. And there is like a adrenaline and everything else.
Great.
Because you're in a fully stocked hospital.
Awesome.
I'm like, gotta love the kitchen.
Well, it'd be like an EpiPen.
Or whatever,
Epinephrine, that'll do it.
They have like four EpiPens in there. You just...
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm like, I cannot carry both of you out of here. Wake up, Susie.
So, you hit her and Susie, you feel this huge rush and suddenly it's like everything that needs to get done right now because everything's bad and everything needs to stop and the room's spinning and why am I here? And oh my God, I got stabbed in the shoulder and now I'm stabbed in the leg and oh my, what am I doing?
Pretty much that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
As you settle down, you guys start hearing a drip coming from where Tina had been put.
Oh, that can't be good. Well, I'm still probably on a little bit of an adrenaline, so I just go over and open the drawer.
When you open the drawer, her second arm falls off, and all of this blood is just kind of oozing out. And then suddenly you see it starting to be stitched up again. Can I get a stability roll from you?
I will spend 2 points.
Okay, cool.
Still didn't help me.
So you take 3 points. Where are you at right now? You've taken quite a bit.
3.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
All right. What do you guys want to do? Because Tina's slowly being taken apart.
I'm going to carry her with me because if we leave her here, she'll... I mean, God only knows what's going to happen to relaxed, but probably her other leg.
Yeah.
Actually, rationally. But nothing about this is rational. Her limbs are literally coming off on their own. She always had that connection with Jake.
True.
How much of a connection do you think it is?
Oh, God, if we go see Jake, he might be missing limbs, too. Like, more than his leg. Should we try and take her to his room?
But then, if this theory is correct, then that means that the thing that is doing this is there. Currently, now.
Oh, now I see what you mean. I don't know what to do.
But we're not staying here. That thing knows we're here.
Right. We can't go to Jake. Let's find...
Tom! We should find Tom.
Tom is safe. Tom is safe.
Tom is nice. I mean, he's definitely the only one who wasn't... Who didn't call us crazy to our faces.
Let's go find Tom.
Okay. So we'll get back to you guys. Ellie, you've got your shard. You've stopped the bleeding. You've got your shank ready. What do you want to do?
Let's fucking go. She's definitely doing the, like, I watched a police procedural that one time and is leading with the glass shard and, like, swings out into the hallway.
As you're swinging out, William, you're at the very end of the hallway about to go up into the library when you hear the door swing open behind you and you turn around and you see Ellie with something in her hand looking around with purpose.
Smile!
Ellie.
All right.
I grimace.
Yeah.
Teeth open.
Normal amount of teeth. Okay. I'm fine.
Okay, we have to get out of here. I think I know there was a map, and there's a place on the map.
On a computer?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
That was you? There's a place. Where are the others?
Why do you think I would... No. Sarcasm is very painful. Oh, God, I have no idea.
And at that point, you do hear somebody, because you're close enough, Ellie, to hear somebody in the lobby. You don't hear Raina, but you do hear Susie, who tends to talk a lot to herself.
Okay, we're going out the door. Okay, we're going to make it to Tom's. We're going to go out the door.
I hear
it's going to be okay.
An insecure baker's stream of consciousness. Follow me. Okay. She turns.
We're safer together. Let's go.
Of course.
Okay, so you guys are all together at the entrance.
Do you have taken apart Tina with you?
Yeah.
Shit! Ah, God!
Can I get a stability check from both of you?
It's the ever less popular than talking Tina.
You need to take
taken apart Tina.
3 for that.
I'm going to panic, so I still have 1 point.
Okay.
Six total,
you're okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you're freaking out. You're like, all right, let's go.
Fuck that. Put it down. It's not a person anymore. We have to go.
She's still alive. And she has 4 now. Left.
Hey, I got a little cut and I'm pretty sure I'm going to die. That's nothing. Put it down. We got to go.
Okay. Do you listen?
No. Oh, God.
Okay. So where are you guys heading?
Her sacrifice, though tragic, must be made for now. We need to move.
I can move.
Our show must go on.
While you guys are standing there, her other leg falls off the back and just falls behind you. And you feel the blood from her leg trickle down your back.
I very specifically turn away.
Okay.
Just, no, thank you.
And you feel the blood start to come down. And then, of course, you then smell the smell of cauterizing. this flesh back together like it did for the other two. So now she's just a torso.
Weren't you holding her by limbs?
And a head.
No. Because she doesn't have, she only had one limb left, so I couldn't hold her by her limbs. Okay. I had to like drape her torso over my her head is next to my chest, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she's lighter now.
Kill me.
Put her down.
Kill me.
Put her down.
I can't.
Kill me.
Tina, I can't.
You have to just kill me.
You killed your husband.
Please, you gotta
just
kill
me. Just put her down and let her go.
Not actually on purpose.
I don't care about the melodrama of your bad relationships. I just kill me.
Hey, Tina.
I can't take it anymore. Please.
That is meat, and we need to go.
I'm not meat until you kill me, but I'd really like to be meat at this point. My brother is going through the same thing. I know it. You've got to just kill me. Please,
may I?
Dear God.
Yeah, I can't. And so I'm just going to put her down and, like, turn away and walk away.
You have a bullet.
Oh, I still have my knife. I still have a knife.
You still have the knife? Okay. Yeah. What do you want to do?
And Ellie has
I volunteered if you weren't comfortable doing it, but if you want to do it, go for it.
I just do it. I just do it. I just kill her.
So you hear a quick knife into flesh and then a long sigh of air escaping a body.
Okay, we have to go.
Let's go.
Out the door.
I'm going to take some of the blood and write, fuck off. blood next to the corpse.
Okay. So you
don't
do that.
I have time.
I have excellent penmanship and I'm quite quick. Give me a second.
Now, the second that you kill her, a bunch of lights go on in the hospital. And you guys book it.
Where are we going?
Listen, there was a clearing on the map, and I think it might be important. Everything else is surrounded by these trees. This is the only bare area besides the hospital. It has to mean something.
What do you think is there?
I don't know, but I didn't think I was going to be attacked by a crazy old doctor.
And a nurse. And a nurse. And he's got a nurse.
Yeah, there's a nurse.
Do you have a better idea? Everyone here has to be in on this. No, this is close.
Let's go.
30
Let's
miles
go. Let's
to
just
Wenosha.
Go. We're not going to Wenosha. We're going to this clearing, which isn't too far.
And what if there's nothing there?
Then we go to Tom's and we steal his keys and take his car to Wenosha.
That.
Let's go.
So you guys make your way out to this clearing. And sure enough, just beyond the tree line, you make it to this completely empty, like, lot. It's like this big square that's just empty for some reason. No trees there. The grass is not very high. What do you guys want to do?
Well, I have notice. So okay. Is there anything to notice?
Absolutely. In the center of the square is a pile of rocks. It looks like a grave.
Like a cairn?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I have occult studies. Okay. Can we tighten up that? Like, what does this look like exactly, please?
It definitely looks like a burial site. The stack of stones in the center seems to have these markings on them that you date back probably to pre-colonial times. But the markings aren't from indigenous people. They look like they're European. The ground is too soft for just regular forest.
This dirt was turned. This is a place.
Looks like multiple graves.
Or one large one.
With a cairn on top to mark it.
I want to take a look at the stones. Is there any statuary or is it just like random stones in a pile? Or
there are carvings in the stone.
I'm very good with languages. Do I recognize anything?
It looks like they are written in ancient Greek.
Okay. Between humanities and languages, can I get more information about that?
Basically, it is a funeral marker with some kind of warning against spirits. Basically, don't remove this particular rock from this area as it is a buoy of sorts to those who have been placed here.
Oh, good to know. Someone moved a rock.
Are these smooth, round rocks?
They are. And they, you can tell from the chisel marks that they were created that way. They're not like river rocks or something.
Right. I recognize this from a play. This is Greek. It's a warning against removing these locks, if you will, like for these spirits.
No, it's pronounced
like these
rock.
Stones. No. The rocks are locks keeping a spirit in place. And if the rocks are moved, then it allows them to have access. I think they might have done something like the paths,
like line all the paths
with these stones.
Oh God! Phenomenal. Can I sense trouble?
Yes, trouble.
Okay. Right here in River City. With a capital L. Huh? It rhymes with R and it stands for lock.
You guys notice that the ground below you starts to feel less stable.
Mm.
I flee.
You guys want to run?
Yeah, run.
You got it. Guys, get out of there. Because the more that you stand on it, the more that you feel like you're kind of slowly sinking into it.
Oh, okay.
No thanks. Unstable. No thanks.
Okay.
No.
We have to find the rocks that look like the ones from this cairn.
Oh,
they,
okay.
They have to be here.
That. Out of your fucking mind. What? You want us to wander around the woods? We're looking for the right rocks.
Are you all okay? What are you doing out here? Dr. Shepherd comes. This time he's dressed fully. He goes, I've been looking all over for you for... What's
Smile!
He smiles, normal teeth.
You're very attractive.
Well, thank you, but what's going on?
A lot. That none of which you would believe. So, what do you know about the what looks like a mass grave right there? How did we never know that that was right there?
Mass grave. He goes, show me what you're talking about. Do you take him back to the area?
Dr. Shepherd, surely someone who is as smart and well learned as you are in this area could help us. We were taking a walk because we couldn't sleep after the events, which were a little bit traumatic, and we stumbled across this strange area, and it looked like there was some writing in Greek. And we were hoping that, obviously, you know the classics and are very good. And I thought that you might be able to shed a little bit light on what's going on here. I'm using flattery.
Ah. Well, yes, I took Greek and classics, of course. What did the rocks say again?
It said something about unquiet spirits, and I thought that you, of course, would be able to give us more information about inscriptions or just the local history about what had occurred.
Well, this hospital was abandoned in the 50s. It was at the time, a government-run sanatorium, and... from what I know, the head of the sanatorium at the time did several different, well, not a lot of people know this, but they did.
Amputations?
Well, experiments that weren't legal. It was a prison hospital during World War II, and no one checked in on what was going on here until a patient escaped. Anyway, that's what I know of the history of this place. I don't know what that has to do with any kind of Greek writing.
Well, we'd be happy to show you. Do you?
Sure. I'll go. Where is this?
Oh, just right down here. Have we moved down the path at all, or is he?
If you guys were moving, he would move with you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to head back to the clearing where we found this.
What about the rest of you? What, any feelings, or you just kind of follow along with this?
Just kind of follow along. I'm still pretty freaked out. I want to use bullshit detector.
Yeah, he's totally bullshitting.
Sandbag a little bit, and then I'm going to go up behind him in a move that I saw from a ghost doctor.
Okay.
And slowly press the glass into his kidney.
You stab him?
Yeah, I'm going to stab him.
Okay, cool. Just give me a roll so I can see
Well, that went to hell. Let's just use a new one. I don't know what it was going to be, but now it's a 4.
Okay. So, yeah, you walk up as you guys are walking down the path towards the mass grave, and you stab him. As you're shoving it in, your hand goes all the way through him. And he turns around and goes, I was really hoping that we wouldn't have this problem. And he swings a scalpel at your neck again.
Ugh, not the neck. It's so graceful.
And roll a 6 to see if you dodge.
5.
Awesome. Okay, so you're able to get out of the way. And suddenly you guys realize that his staff has been just a few feet away. And they kind of come out of the woods all around you. Stability rolls.
I knew you were too hot.
I will spend my last stability roll point.
I have
God,
none.
I spent nothing, but I rolled a 5.
Well, awesome.
Now I have a 6.
Okay.
I got a 1.
I got a 2.
So you take, for this one, you take 4. Are you at negative numbers
nope.
yet? Okay.
I am.
What are you at negative?
Well, if it was a for 4, I'm at negative 4.
Okay, cool. All right. So you are freaked the fuck out, panicked.
A little bit. A little bit. Just like, oh, hey. Hey, I thought I was going to do a murder, but you can't murder a ghost. And I don't know what's worse, the fact that, like, I keep getting cut by a ghost or that I can't kill it, but I've already killed someone. It's been a bit of a day. And they took my whiskey and my cigarettes. And I just, you know what? I think I'm done. I think I'm done here.
Is Tom among the staff? I just have to know.
No.
Tom's the real deal.
I love that, like, we are putting all of our hopes in, like,
the
Tom.
Janitor.
I'm sorry. Have you seen The Shining?
Yes, I have.
Fair point. We all knew Tom would leave a light on for us.
You're at the losing it stage.
Yeah.
Roll a 6-sided die for me.
Break me off a piece of whatever that's going to mean. It's time for a pink boy. 2. Let's go.
You panic.
Yeah, I do.
You panic and scream and just jet out into the woods.
Yeah.
You're just running and you hear one of the nurses loping behind you between the trees.
Can I yell 30 miles to Winosha as I go?
So you're just running.
Yep.
We're going to get back to you. Reyna, you made your rolls, right?
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
I'm going
to
flee.
You're going to flee. Okay.
To Tom's, though. Flee to Tom's.
How many points do you want to put into it?
I will put in 4.
Excellent. So give me a roll.
Because now is the time.
Now is the time. Yeah.
That's a 6.
There you go.
Awesome. So you book it. You don't hear anybody behind you. You're on your way to Tom's. Okay, cool. Susie.
I follow Reyna, and I am also putting 4 into my flea.
Okay.
So that gives me a 6.
All right. So you're not far behind Reyna. Reyna, you do know it's her. You know it's Susie.
Because I'm not a panic monster.
Yeah. William?
My plan is to break away from where they are.
Okay.
And then try and infiltrate back to the grounds while they're looking for us out in the forest.
Okay.
And see if I can find the capstone.
Okay, cool. So give me a flea roll.
So first I will spend 3 points on flea.
All right.
That's a 7.
So you are able to outrun them. Ellie, you you run and you run and you run, and then suddenly you stop and you look behind you and she's gone.
Mm.
And you're breathing really heavy. And that's when you feel somebody walk up behind you and shove the needle into your spine. And you feel the plunger go down.
Nice.
And then you black out.
Nice.
Okay.
Cool.
So.
Did I get my, like, 30 miles to Winosha yell as I ran, though?
You can, yeah, you
yeah,
yell that.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to have done as I, like, dip.
So you black out.
Cool.
Reyna and Susie, you make it back to Tom's place. He wakes up. He runs over the door. He, you know, you're banging on the door. What's going on? What's happening?
A lot. Tom, did you know about the hospital before this hospital?
I mean, I've only been here for a year. I don't know much
about
it. Oh,
great. Did you know that there's a grave over, like, 30 yards away?
No, I was not aware of that.
Okay, well, okay. Well, there's a grave 30 yards away from your current home, and we need to get the fuck out of here.
Well, let's do that. Let's go. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys go down to the car. He gets in and he turns it on, and you guys start to screech away. And as you're screeching away, you see a doctor and a nurse start to run towards the car. And he's like, who are those?
Hit the gas. Hit the gas. Hit the gas.
Gas.
Okay. 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 I'll do that. And he panics. He goes off the road, because I rolled a one, and he flies into a tree. Now, roll a d6. 1, 2, 3, you remember to put on your seatbelt. 4, 5, 6, you did not. Does he have his on? Yes, he does.
Now I roll a 6. Now I roll a freaking 6.
Susie goes flying through from the back, through the window shield, into the tree, and is just dead.
Yeah, I pretty much figured, yeah.
And you hear them running up behind you, and Tom is injured, and he goes, we have to run, just run. And you guys get out, and you just start running, and these guys are behind you. Roll me flee.
Okay, that's another... That's
how many points do you want to spend?
Use a billion.
I'm going to use 4.
Okay. So give me a roll.
Not enough.
Well, it does give me a 9.
All right. So you're running. You have been running your whole life. So you are very much in shape to do this. And Tom starts to lag a little. And he goes, you know what? Just keep running. And he stops and he turns around. He's like, just run. And do you book or do you stop?
I'm going to run. Okay. I'm just going to keep running. Everyone is dying. Everyone is dying. I can't watch another person die.
So as you're running, you hear him scream as he gets overtaken by the doctors. But you make it away from him and them. And you're just straight out just focusing as you're running. William.
Yes.
So you're looking for a capstone for this thing. You know what? You have investigative procedure and notice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say you find the capstone.
Oh, heck yeah.
Nice.
It's near, not too far away from the clearing. It's the first place you check. And as you go to pick it up, you hear Jeremy. And he says, you're still alive. You've got the bullet. I made that bullet just for you.
Yeah, I could use another 6.
It's just for you.
But, Jeremy, we didn't see eye to eye, and I knew that your star was rising and mine was falling, but I didn't mean to kill you.
Then why'd you do it?
It was an accident. I didn't...
Make a stability check? Okay, you're fine. So you can walk away from him if you want.
Yeah.
He fades away into your memory again. You go back to the mass grave?
I do.
All right. So you go back to
the... It's going
to
bury all the ghosts.
Okay. So you walk back to the mass grave, and you place the capstone on. And you don't hear anything. There's just wind rustling through the trees. But you do feel a sense of ease come over you, as if something has been released, or at least lifted from your subconscious, and you feel like you're safe for the first time in hours.
Spirits, be gone from this place, back to the hell in which you have inhabited. This is cleansed of your taint, and with with right. Heavy heart and
heavier taint.
with heavy heart and strong hand, I banish you from this realm. Go, be gone, spirits, and trouble us no longer.
So, I mean, you know.
And that's how I got into your heart.
So you, after you say your speech, You go over to where you know the women were running, and you find the car crashed up against a tree, and Susie on the hood of the car with her neck broken. She obviously went through the windshield.
I put her eyes down if they're open.
Yeah, they're not. They're okay. They're firmly planted in a tree.
trying to have some respect here.
What do you do after you find her, and do you just go get a car and leave? Because obviously there's your car. You didn't get here by walking.
Yeah. I mean, this is the...
Right.
I did it.
All right.
And everyone's gone, so...
So you get in a car. You don't even go back in the hospital. You just drive off. And at some point, you see Reno just running. And you hear the car coming up behind you. Reno, what do you want to do?
I like turn around and I start waving frantically.
Yeah. And you pick her up?
Of course.
And you guys make it back to Wenosha, and you're safe. Cut to... However many days later, you're not sure, Ellie. You wake up on a surgical table. When you look up, Dr. Shepherd is there with this big grin on his face. He says, oh, you're awake. I took the precaution of preserving Jake's limbs in the freezer, and I was able to attach them to you after extensive surgery. Now, you'll feel his left arm on your left side, just under your natural arm. Could you try to move that for me, please?
No!
And that's where we're going to end it.
Nice.
So.
Aww. Sorry.
It's fine. Okay.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, right. Was he still hot at the end?
Yes.
Then we're fine.
Thank you guys so much. I had a lot of fun. That was really cool.
That was fun. That was very good.
Yeah. Oh, so it all goes down to seatbelts.
I'm definitely going to go watch a comedy before I go to bed tonight.
The rule number two.
Yeah, rule number two, always wear
your seatbelt.
Yeah, before I hand it off, if you like our shows, if you like what we do, check us out on Patreon. Leave us a review on one of the many platforms. Or give us a shout out on social media, or all three. We love all of those things. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'm going to hand it over to Michelle to tell us all the good stuff for her social media.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you can find me on the socials on both Twitter and the Insta at Michulu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also get my music through platemailgames.com or Drive Through RPG under Plate Mail Games.
Awesome. Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at L.A. Daisy Girl. That's L-A-D-E-S-I Girl. And on Instagram at Forgotten Saves. And also, if you like role-playing games, you can find me at Happy Jack's Role-Playing Games.
Nice. I'm Abria Iyengar, and you can catch me on social media at Quiddy, Q-U-I-D-D-I-E, on Instagram and Twitter. I have a lot of very strong opinions about very dumb things, so don't miss those. And you can catch my actual plays on Happy Jack's RPG, Saving Throw Show, and Hyper RPG.
I'm Nick Levy, and I'm mostly a lurker on the social media, but if you take a look for me, I am at Sungrowler, S-U-N-G-R-O-W-L-E-R, on both Instagram and on Twitter, and I am also on Happy Jack's RPG's actual plays as well.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Instagram, Twitter. You can also find the website Plate Mail Games. And if you liked any of the sound effects that you heard on this, you can put them in your own games. We're on Drive Through RPG and Battle Bards. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed our Halloween special. And thank you to the players. And we will talk at you soon. Bye.
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 Bye.